Boker Tov, Rabotai, Erev Shabbat Shalom, Erev Kodesh Tov. This is today's Erev Shabbat Kodesh Parashat Re'eh. Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, lo tzchok. Re'eh is Rashi Tevot. Re'eh Elul Higia. It's already Elul. That's it. Because you know that Parashat Re'eh is always read the Shabbat before or the Shabbat of Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's always the way it is. Towards the end of this week's parasha, there are many, many mitzvot in this week's parasha. It's chock full of some parashiyot. You have basically one or two themes, and that's it. In this week's parasha, so many mitzvot. All the korbanot and mesitu mediach, ena mikdachat, kashrut. Towards the end of the parasha, all of the mitzvot of tzedakah we find there also, and also the mitzvot of shemitah. Now this year, we have one more month left to Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael. It's coming to a close, Rosh Hashanah. Shemitah is over. Yes, this is the end. Now, everybody's very familiar with the agricultural laws of Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael. But there's another law of Shemitah that the Torah brings down in this week's parasha that has nothing to do with agriculture. And not only does it apply in Eretz Yisrael, midrabanan, it applies in Chutz La'aretz as well. What other aspect do we have about Shemitah that's called Shemitat Ksafim? Relinquishing loans. The Torah says that at the end of Shemitah, the halacha is if you have a loan that you gave somebody and you didn't pay it. Now again, there are a lot of dinim that have to do, but in general, the Torah says the general rule, if a person has an outstanding loan and then Shemitah comes, once Shemitah finishes, the loan is relinquished. The loan is forgiven. You do not have to pay back that loan anymore. That's why everybody knows the famous Gemara in Masechet Gittin, the Flamidvav, that because that people started getting nervous to lend money. Because every time they would loan money to people, they say, Shemitah is going to come, he's not going to pay me back. What did he then do? Which takana? He made a prosbul. He made a prosbul to protect the interest of the lenders so that the loan wouldn't be forgiven. He made a takana on the Din Torah. What do you see from here? The Torah says, you have a wayward thought in your mind. The Torah says, I know what you're thinking. Why would I ever? He says, you might think to yourself, a person comes over to you for a loan. You know, it's mitzvah ta'aseh min ha-Torah. When a person's in need to give him a loan, mitzvah ta'aseh min ha-Torah, the Rambam says it's the second to highest level of tzedakah, is to give a person a loan in his time of need. You might think, why would I give a loan? Shemitah's right around the corner. What's Shemitah going to do? Is it going to cancel it? Shemit. So maybe I shouldn't do that. Says the Torah, uh-uh. It says, given. The Torah calls it bilya'al. The Torah calls it a wayward thought of kfirah, very similar. There's another word in this week's parasha, bilya'al, wayward, that the Torah refers to Abu Dazara. The Torah says that if you have such a thought, it's tantamount to Abu Dazara. If you think twice about giving the guy a loan because Shemitah is going to come take it off, that's equal to thoughts of Avodah Zarah, the Midrash says. Bilya'al. Can you imagine? The Torah says, Ki biglal hadavar hazeh. Why? It says the Torah, I will bless you because of this loan. You think you're going to lose out because of this? Hashem says, that's davka where your bracha is going to come from. Why do you think the Sefer HaChinuch writes, both by Shemitat Karkaot and by Shemitat Ksafim, by the cessation of work on agriculture, on Shemitah, and the relinquishing of loans. Why did Hashem do that? In general, money distorts a person's perspective. You know that? Money makes a lot of people think very highly of themselves, very powerful, control. Yeah, money is a very, very dangerous thing. It's also very good. You need it to be obedient to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Without money, when a person's an ani, unfortunately, he doesn't have access to a lot of the, a lot of the avodat Hashem that a person with money does. But it's also very dangerous in that a person can feel like he's in control. Once every 7 years, a Kadosh Baruch Hu has to send us a reminder, just like by the karka, when a person works the ground and things grow and you're buying and selling. Oh, you feel powerful. Hashem says, once every 7 years, you leave it fallow. Can't touch it. Hefkir. Hashem, this is my parnasa. You want me to let my field grow, fallow, and everybody's going to come and take it. Efker, Hashem says that's exactly the point. It's not your field. It's my field that I gave to you, b'matana. Same thing with the money. It's not your money. I worked, I made, I did. It's not your money. Hashem says it's my money that I gave to you, b'matana. and I gave you, and it's under my terms and conditions that after the Shnat HaShemitah, you cannot request the, not only that, Isur Torah, if a person goes after the borrower to request, to make him crazy, to pay back the loan after Shemitah, Isur Deoraita. You're not allowed to ask. And not only that, the Gemara says, it's Mishnah, that if the borrower, let's say he comes back, the guy's a nice guy, after Shemitah, let's say he didn't realize he comes to pay back the loan after Shemitah, what does the lender have to say? He says, Meshamit ani. He has to say, I'm sorry, I can't accept it. Shemitah came and it canceled the loan. Yeah, you're free to go. You don't have to pay it back. If the guy says, Afal Pichen, I still want to give it to you as a matana, then you can take it. But you have to tell the guy mitzvah aset to say what? You have to say, I'm meshamit. You have to say, I relinquish it. You're free to go. It's a tremendous nisayon. But you know what? Then again, all of Avodat Hashem is a tremendous nisayon. Hashem wants to see who's with him through thick and thin. It's very easy to be Avodat Hashem when it doesn't have to do with your pocket. When it has to do with parnasa, it's a totally different ballgame. Everybody's very frum when it comes to other things. When it comes to money, there's much less frumkeit to go around when it comes to people's pockets. Lo kacha? Vadai. It's a big nisayon. Hashem says, let me see you now. Let me see if you feel that you're in control of your money or that I'm in control of your money. Hashem says, if you do that, you're on my team. That's where the barakah is going to come from. Just like what else? Not working on Shabbat. We know it's a big nisayon. If I don't work on Shabbat, many people, they say that the biggest day in some industries is Shabbat. If I don't work, I'm going to lose money. But we know and we see, we say in Lechadodi, Nikrat Shabbat lechu v'nelcha ki hi mekor ha-beracha. The makor of the beracha and parnasa for the entire week is what? Is davka from not working on Shabbat. Hashem says it's exactly that. You think that you work and you make money. Hashem says, I'm going to show you that you make the most money by not working on Shabbat, by relinquishing the loans by Shabbat, by not working the cut. Hashem says exactly the opposite of nature. Hashem says nature is for losers. Yeah, we're above nature. We have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, I run the world a different way. That's the way it works. I thank you all for listening. Shabbat Shalom. Chodesh Tov. Hashem, hope to see you next week. And if I don't see you, Nesiyat Tovat, everybody who's going to Yeshiva. Have a wonderful Mutzlach Dika Zman and year. And hopefully we'll see you soon. Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Amen. Kol Tov. Hatzlacha Rabba.